T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I don't think that the Patriots are going to do something mild and forgettable in the offseason.
I think there's going to be a seismic shift in talent across the NFL.
They're all in right now on the draft quarterback.
Uncharacteristically aggressive.
Dale Arnold.
If Jimmy Garoppolo is available to the Patriots, I believe that he would be number one on their list.
Oh my gosh, that's just stupid.
Rich Keefe.
I think Belichick has to get his dragon this offseason. He has to put the crown on and mount that thing.
Oh yes, Dale and Keefe with Fitzy.
That Fitzy with you this morning?
I wish he was a little thicker and bigger.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Nick Fitzy Stevens is not only in the house with us, as he is every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, he's actually back in the Commonwealth of, by God, Massachusetts after his long Florida sojourn.
And I apologize in the previous segment if it seemed as though there were some momentary distractions which
I didn't notice at all.
Breaking news, Kemba Walker. So there were a couple of momentary distractions. I do apologize for those. I'm looking forward to being a part of next week's gaffes galore on the Weekend Review.
Oh, our blooper reel that we have? We haven't done a blooper reel in a while.
We need a good old, I miss the good old days where Dom DeLuise would come in and hit Burt Reynolds with a pie. Timely reference. Christian Fourier would walk into the, was so surprised to see me, just decided to walk in the studio and start talking to me while the two of you, like broadcast professionals, are carrying on a show. Then he went to the other room and started making funny faces at me.
You're not lucky he didn't moon you. I would have expected he would have mooned you.
Dale, I didn't want to go that far, but fine. I'm going to be pressing charges. He gave me a little window ham.
Come on.
I'm getting HR down. No, Christian Fourier gave me a window ham.
HR violation. Frankly, I'd have been unpleasantly surprised if he hadn't mooned you. In celebration of your return to the building, you know, he wanted to say hi. And
yep. If you'd see the outline against there, I'd want that studio cleaned if I were someone here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought we were doing that on a regular basis anyway. I thought that was
part of the course.
Oh, everything is now touchless, Dale. It's been so while since long since you've gone here. It's like Minority Report around here now. It's all virtual.
It's Star Trek. We are into the future.
Everybody's Tony Stark walking around.
Next generation.
Now, like for me, I'm on the holodeck right now, so I'm actually back in Florida.
Oh, wow.
Virtual pina colada to my left. It's fabulous.
That's nice.
So back to the whole idea of the Patriots and their offseason and their quarterback options, because while Tom E. Curran suggested on NBC Sports Boston yesterday that his prediction for Cam Newton was that the Patriots were going to re-sign Newton to a 2-year deal, about $6 million, which is, let's be honest, chump change for quarterbacks in the National Football League. We're kind of hoping they aim somewhat higher, like anything higher,
higher than
what they had last year. But as we've also been saying, so many moves in this entire offseason are being held up really by a couple of people. I mean, Deshaun Watson's the single biggest roadblock for anything getting done at the quarterback position, because you've got teams who desperately want him, which is virtually anybody not named Kansas City, teams who can realistically get him, which is a smaller universe but still, you know, a fairly large group, and then the team that gets him, then okay, now we can go make our move at quarterback. And I think that's where the Patriots are right here.
But I really think that the Texans, even though they've said all along that they're not going to trade Deshaun Watson, they kind of have until April 28th, 29th to get something done. Otherwise, you're forcing the Jets and the Dolphins, who are picking at the top of the draft, to either make trades with other teams. You know, say the Dolphins are good with Tua. Maybe they are. They're either going to take a, you know, a wide receiver there, take a lineman there, or maybe they know that so many other teams want Fields or Lance that they trade out. Or the Jets at two, do they take Wilson and ship Darnold somewhere else, or do they keep Darnold and trade that pick? Like, those teams are going to have decisions to make. They can't wait around for Watson or make a move that they think the Texans are going to want so they can still get the deal done later. Houston kind of has a timeline. Some of these other teams, though, they can do stuff when they want. Hence, we saw Detroit, we saw the Colts, we saw the Eagles. Those teams, they already acted. They've already made their plans well in advance of the draft.
That's why I am not in on this idea that they're going to try to ride this out so long that they could risk him sitting out of camp and push a trade into late July to September. It's just crazy because you could drive down the value right now that you could get for him, which I think is just sky high. You can get franchise-altering, franchise-resetting value back for
the
greatest quarterback in your team's very short history, but greatest player, arguably. You move him now, everyone gets out from underneath the cloud of where is he going to go and what's he going to do. You stop holding league hostage. That's obviously not a Caserio or an Easterby problem. You move him now, you get a whole brand new draft of players and potential for the franchise. And that's exactly what I imagine Caserio was there for, not to just be a crisis. Like, is he a crisis manager? Is he a hostage negotiator or a GM? Yeah.
Easterby's that guy.
What a disaster.
Is the problem here that Nick Caserio, you know, so hates the idea of trading away their franchise quarterback, as he should, that he's going to misread this thing and ultimately end up having to do it anyway, but at a time when a whole bunch of the other quarterback dominoes will have already fallen? I mean, he keeps saying, we're not taking calls. We hang up the phone. We're not, you know, we're not dealing him. Well, what he's maybe doing is underestimating how dedicated Deshaun Watson is to this idea of, no, right, I'm not playing for you.
Yeah, and I just think if you wait, you'll still get a big haul in return. You know, Watson signed to a long-term deal. If you wait till, you know, middle of the season or next season, you will. But you're just starting the process of the rebuild even later. Like, you could do it now. You could get a bounty of picks. Like, the Dallas Cowboys, we go back to the Herschel Walker trade. They hit on their picks, but they also had multiple years of it. So they weren't good right away.
Right.
It wasn't like you traded Herschel Walker and you won the Super Bowl the next year. They were still bad for a couple years, but they hit on all their picks. They did a great job, you know, using those assets, and they turned it in to a Super Bowl dynasty for, you know, 3 years. So Houston just needs to move on now. And I think there are at least enough teams that would bid on them where you can really drive the price up. It's not like there's only one destination for Watson, and that team knows that you have to trade him, and they're like, all right, well, two first-round picks, take it or leave it. He's not going to play for you. You could pit a bunch of teams against each other right now.
And the problem here is I think you there isn't one team that's a destination for him, but there's like half a dozen teams who think they can get him, so they're not doing anything until they figure out if they've got to use all their capital to get that guy.
Right. But then
Jets,
I'm telling you,
Jets aren't
going to
make they're not going to make a move until they actually are convinced, okay, they're not trading him here. They may trade him, but they're not trading him here.
Is there anyone outside of the likely final five for Deshaun Watson, those being Denver, San Francisco, Carolina, Jets, and Miami?
I would say that's probably the five. I mean, I would love to put the Patriots on the list. I just can't figure out a way where it makes sense or that they could even trump any of those deals. You know, those teams all pick ahead of the Patriots in this draft. Plus, they probably all have a player or two that they could include. A player under 25, that would be a little bit more enticing.
You have one. You have one of those.
I think Duggar would be a piece.
I think J.C. Jackson's the only one who would be an enticing piece for another team. And your best option here is the 15th pick in the first round, where the Jets are second, Dolphins third. Yeah. I mean,
on Wenyu, I think a team would take on Wenyu for sure.
I would trade Jackson before on Wenyu, because I think J.C. Jackson is good, but his value may never be higher.
And he's about to cash in another year.
Correct.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm just saying, I think the Patriots have a handful of guys, but again, you wouldn't really want to trade them, right? On Wenyu,
right.
Duggar, J.C. Jackson. I mean, Damian Harris, I feel like is replaceable, but. You know, we're talking about just players under 25 that have some value. But I just think what you would have to do, if you're the Patriots and you really think you could be a player, is did the Jets offer 3 first-round picks? Well, then you're offering 4. Or did they offer 4? You have to offer 5. I mean, I know that sounds outrageous, but I think that's what it would have to be if you want to be in that mix.
It seems we usually overestimate those things, though. Like, you know, well, that guy will get 4 first-round picks, or that guy will get, you know, and
it's
always
less. Yeah,
but
this guy's never
that.
Been dealt, though.
No, I understand. I'm just
that's
saying
the thing, is
whenever
no...
we talk about those, the package overall seems less than what we thought it was going to be.
I mean, Stafford, though, I know part of it was because you had to take on
right.
Goff and his
exactly.
deal, but 2 firsts and a third, I mean.
That was a ridiculous deal.
It really was a first and a third, right?
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to take, you know, the other first because you had to take Goff off their hands. I mean.
But Stafford's older and not as good.
Not as good. No, like, no. I'm not making that point at all.
I'm telling you, I think it's going to be like, what was Herschel Walker, like 3 firsts, 3 thirds?
It was 8.
But then there's a lot of pick swapping, which is hard to kind of like, you know, decipher what that really was. But I think that's going to reset it. I think we're going to be talking about it. It's the Deshaun Watson trade.
For a quick armchair GM question, just for the argumentative sake of playing sports radio, since it's what we do.
Yes.
If you had your choice of Darnold and 3 first-round picks or Tua and 3 first-round picks, knowing that the Jets pick 2 and the Dolphins pick 3, so you get the number 2 plus 2 more firsts and Darnold, or Tua and 3 firsts, and you'd now have the third. Which one would you take?
Well, so now y'all playing radio. Got it.
I take
the
Tua.
Jets. The Jets see, package.
And I've already admitted to you guys on a couple of occasions, I'm biased against Sam Darnold because I've never seen him play well against the Patriots.
He's been horrible against the Patriots. That is true.
I mean, every
I've never
time
liked
I
Tua,
see him.
I think Darnold's more durable than Tua, and I think even if you think that the two are close – having the number 2 pick, because what I could do is if I really wanted to, I could take Zach Wilson and then flip Darnold for something else.
Bingo.
So I think the Jets have a better better trade package.
And what if you and they may love Justin Fields even at that point too. I think you could probably flip Darnold for another pick. Or if you like Darnold, you play him this year before that fifth year option kicks in, which makes him so expensive. Let him be a bridge quarterback while you take a guy in the first round and don't rush Zach Wilson or Justin Fields onto the field. It gives him options. I just don't see them getting anything resembling this value by holding on to him until August.
If Caserio made this deal, if he traded Deshaun Watson, to me, the decision on which package he would take would depend entirely on which quarterback he absolutely has to have for his team. For instance, if he says, I got to have Justin Field, period. Okay, then you know what? Deal with Miami because he's going to be there at 3. But if he says, no, I got to have Zach Wilson, you got to deal with the Jets because he's not going to be there at 3 if he's not getting by the Jets.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. So that's what you have to do. And I think even in that scenario, you could take on Darnold and flip him for yourself. You know, that's what I would do. Just to the Herschel Walker trade, just to sort of keep track. Now, again, Dallas also included 3 of their own third rounders. So, again, it muddies it a little bit.
Yeah.
But they received 4 players, 3 first-round picks, 3 second-round picks, a third, and a sixth.
My God. My God.
And the Chargers were also somehow involved. They got a pick from the Chargers, and there was another player involved.
Who
for
were
the most
players?
Part, it was Vikings and Cowboys.
Do you have the players?
It was Jesse
Solomon. Did
any Solomon,
of them matter?
Yeah. Jesse Solomon, David Howard, both linebackers. Isaac Holt, a corner, and Alex Stewart, a D end. I'm not familiar with any of those guys.
No.
So but really, it was 3 firsts, 3 seconds.
And what mattered is they hit on the draft picks.
Yes. Yes, they did. Yeah, I mean, just crazy. Just absolutely crazy. So they ended up getting, I think it was Emmitt Smith, Russell Maryland, Darren Woodson, and a couple other guys.
Not bad.
Pretty good. Yeah.
And by the way, in some respects, I think that the Herschel Walker deal almost ruined it for everybody else after that because everybody looks at that and says, well, we're never doing that again until you had, you know, Mike Ditka come along and say, well, I can do something as dumb as that.
Well, so you have seen that. You have seen teams trade almost their whole draft just to move up in the draft. But as far as for established player, you really didn't see it. Herschel Walker was barely even in Minnesota, too. He played the rest of the 89 season, so he played 11 games with them, then 90 and 91. And then by 92, he was in Philly.
How good was he in Minnesota, too?
Oh, God.
Not good.
Yeah.
Now, his best year, 91, he had 825 yards rushing and 10 touchdowns.
Didn't he move on to ballet at that point?
Maybe. And then he got into MMA.
Oh, speaking of MMA, did you see that video? You guys, I'm not sure if you covered it yesterday. I'm still feeling that video where Juju Smith-Schuster took the 20 punches to the gut. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
I have not seen
it.
Oh,
my. No, really?
We should get the audio. There's this undefeated middleweight guy who basically puts like this super thick, I'm not sure exactly what you call this, like padded body armor, and Juju takes like 20 body blows before eventually he just gives up and falls to the ground like... I'm not sure.
The body shot challenge. I'm watching it now. Oh my
he
God.
He gets hammered.
You know, this guy can laying in left right now.
This guy can hit like a
how many are you supposed to take?
Blank.
Oh, now he's going to the right. Look at that. Oh, that put him down. Put him down. As soon as he switched to the right hand, he went down.
I don't know. His left is ferocious.
You know, that's how Harry Houdini died.
Yes, yeah. I do know that.
Yeah,
you're absolutely
yes,
right.
Yes, except he wasn't wearing like 6 inches of Kevlar, number one, and number two, Houdini was hit when he wasn't ready, therefore his spleen ruptured.
All right, yep. So why do we think Juju thought this was a good training regimen? I'm looking at the
you're
video.
You're welcome,
too.
John.
Well, Dale, apparently it's the hashtag body shot challenge, so you got to sort of be up to any kind of challenge.
Fitz, you going to do that next?
What's that?
Hold on.
You going to do the body
shot everything.
Challenge next?
If Mac Jones goes top 10, Shime has to do this.
Yes.
Who's throwing the punches, though? Is it John? Because then I'm fine with it.
Hey, come on.
If it's Fourier, I'm out.
I know.
Wiggy.
All right, we'll split the difference.
I know. Wiggy. Did you see that training video? Wiggy
can
we still bring
Fitzy
it.
Do it instead, please?
Well, what you got to do is...
No, Wiggy's boxing now.
I did 2 years of Muay Thai. I hit a little harder than you think, even though I seem like a complete disaster. Number one. And number two, all you got to do is you get Wiggy and you put Curtis's face on the body armor.
who is this guy throwing the punches? Well, first of all, he's a powerful puncher.
I don't know. He's absolutely
he can hit like a freight train. Though, isn't he?
I mean, he's a rather he's a smaller man. I mean, he's not this great big hulking heavyweight.
Yeah, but don't let these little guys fool you. He could be 115 pounds. It doesn't matter. He's still throwing absolute heat.
Yeah,
he's
got his left is no. Play that audio again one more time, John.
It looks like he got tired of throwing less.
Ah. Oof.
That's so people start screaming.
I think it was I tried to count. I think it was 18 lefts, and then the third right, he goes down. What are we doing though? What's the point of this?
Yeah, right. That's my. What are you trying to prove here?
But also, I don't really.
You're
going to
stand
too.
There until the puncher just wears out.
I don't know.
Yeah, rope a dope him.
I'm gonna. Smith-Schuster just went up in my free agent rankings after.
No, I don't
watching
want
him.
Him.
No.
Stupid.
Stupid.
So our buddy Dice on Twitter says the guy's name throwing the punches is a guy named Ryan Garcia.
Woo. Holy smokes! Still getting his way.
A hammer.
And good lord! Right, and he's not a huge guy. I mean,
No.
So we know we got to go to break. However, here's the deal. If Mac Jones goes in the top 10, Shime gets strapped up with the gym armor, and he has to take whatever slot Mac Jones goes in. He has to take that many body shots.
All right, I guess so. I guess
yeah,
I'm in.
So basically, we
I
need
got a
him
lot of
to
thickness
picked,
to me, so I can,
we need him.
I can
we
take
need
a
him pick 10th. That way, we get 10 shots.
I'm filming
Shime.
The entire thing in iPhone slow mo.
So the maximum amount of hits I can take is 10. Got it. Okay, that's
right. I have a friend who's texting me as we speak.
He wants to punch Shime?
He said he offered. He said,
Keith
I'll,
once said
I'll,
he wants to choke
I'll throw
me,
the
so.
Punches.
Yeah.
My friend used to be a bouncer at several local establishments.
Nah, he's out. He can't do it.
He can't do it. What if I just choked Shime for 10 seconds?
Okay, fine. That'd be good, too.
Isn't that a fetish for some people, though? I don't think we could do that.
No. You don't get to do anything. I just get to put you in a guillotine, and then you go to sleep.
We got to do this live on OnlyFans. You have to borrow Ordway's Pudding Pit, and you got to...
Keith, you put the choke on him,
OnlyFans.com/WEEI Dale and Keith.
The choke on him, and he starts yelling, Cinnamon! Cinnamon! Nope.
That doesn't count.
No safety word seconds. Here.
I'm going to come by and I'm going to put a cigarette out in the pudding right afterwards.
Shime. Put it out on Shime.
I thought about it.
Shime's Free Money Friday is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe with Fitzy, and Shime continues to...
Now back to Dale and Keefe.
I'll let this cat out of the bag on WEEI.
That I'm going to be betting on Champions League handball this week. So the team I'm betting on, they play tomorrow at 12:45. THW Kiel versus Selje Pivovarna Lasko.
Perfect.
The Minnesota Wild are on a nice little winning streak. They're going to the Vegas Golden Knights tonight, but they're underdogs. They're on like a 5-game win streak. The Brooklyn Nets are traveling to the San Antonio Spurs, currently 5-point favorites. The Nets have a 5-game road win streak right now. I think they kind of continue that tonight. So I'm going to go with the Nets laying 5. And Paul George, by the way, is only listed at 22.5.
Double
and
it up.
He's averaging 23 on the season.
I like the over on that, too.
Me too. Double up.
Man.
Sounds like Shime's on a heater.
I'll tell you, you get football season away from this guy. And
yeah,
you just start
letting it winners,
back, so. Baby.
Everything but football. That should be the name of your podcast, guys. It's called Everything But Football.
Anything But Football. Betting anything but football here with Shime and John.
That's right. What was that, 4-1?
3-1 there.
3-1. I got excited. I thought I
it's
was
all good.
Well,
I mean, if you want to give me a fourth one, sure. I'll
give you a fourth one. It felt like a fourth one.
Probably would have gotten another four if Kawhi week. Actually played, but Kawhi didn't play, therefore null and void.
Correct. Now, you've only had winning weeks since the Super Bowl.
Yes. Since the Super
Funny
Bowl.
Funny how that works out, huh?
It was the Fitzy jinx is what it was, because Shime was good last football season.
Wait
and
a minute.
Fitzy,
we're not blaming Fitzy for this,
that's
are
the
we?
Easy thing, Dale. Look at this face.
Sometimes,
does, it, does this face not look like it
way.
Deserves blame?
Blame. Yeah, well.
Since the Super Bowl, I'm 16-4.
Come on.
You have got to be kidding me.
I'm not. I'm dead
16
serious.
16-4.
Yeah.
For those of you who missed it, Fitzy bet his football picks during the year and lost all of his money.
Everything.
And now Shime is betting nonsense sports. Well, basketball, hockey, but then also nonsense sports and winning. So, Shime.
That's why Fitzy
this
stayed
weekend.
In Florida. He didn't have a house to come back
True.
To anyway.
Every
so.
Night for dinner, Dale, it's just cup O. It's not. There's no noodles. I can't afford the noodles.
What do you have, Shime?
So this week, actually, my first pick, we're going to go to some hockey here, boys.
It's time for Puck Luck with Chris Slapshot Shime.
Hockey's definitely where I have succeeded the most on my own time. This is where I've won the majority of my money, is betting yeah. hockey. I got a nice little nugget from Greg Wyshynski from ESPN. When the road team wins game one of the NHL's 2-game series this season, that team only has a record of 31-33-8 in game two. So for that reason, I'm actually going to take the Blackhawks money line tonight against the Lightning. That's it. Big
wow.
underdog at plus 140.
Yeah.
The Lightning won last night in overtime, sneaking by with a W there.
I
think
juice.
The Blackhawks have been a bit of a surprise this year. I expected them to be a lot worse. So I'm going to go with the Blackhawks money line tonight against the Lightning.
I was a little surprised. We didn't see a Bruins bet in there, but that's, you know,
Dale,
you've
the Bruins
go where your heart
spurned
leads
me
you.
The other night.
Yeah,
I
they
took
spurned
them,
them.
Took their money line. They lost in overtime. It was kind of yeah. brutal in a parlay I yeah. had.
Right.
So I'm avoiding the Bruins game tonight. Just because Halak's in net. If Rasmus in net, I might have bet him.
Right.
Second pick of the week, I actually got some help from a listener this week. This
really?
Is the DKO pick of the week. And it's DKO because I got some help from our friend Dice on Twitter.
Okay.
We're going to go pick a UFC fight. Peter Ooh. Or Petter or Peter. I don't even know exactly how to pronounce the first name. We're
going to
go with Petter because Petter sounds better.
Yeah.
Petter Yan. Minus 115 versus Aljamain Sterling. We're going to take Jan here in this fight. Dice tells me, lock of the week. This is the DKO. Dice Cota with the pick of the week.
I believe that's the Bantamweight Championship. Is that correct?
That sounds accurate to me.
He had no idea.
I didn't even know.
No clue. Absolutely not.
Wait, what's the
So
lot,
get
what's
it, the tumbling dice
minus
playing in the background. Well done, John.
Okay, minus 115. Because
so
normally,
normal.
I think the way to go in UFC, in my small-time betting UFC is usually bet on a few underdogs that you like because upsets do happen quite a bit, and a lot of times the favorites are such heavily favored, but this one not the case.
This is like minus 115 and minus 105,
okay.
So pretty
right.
even line. The next pick, guys, we're actually going to pick some volleyball. Shocker, I know. This is
volleyball.
This is the volleyball. Let's fly high and win pick of the week, boys. All right, we're going over to Russia.
Where am I?
Yeah, this is
Russia.
This fly high.
Is this Russian?
No, this is Japanese.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. You're doing a volleyball bet. And you have a chance to play-in with the boys from the most iconic volleyball scene in movie history.
No. Instead, I chose the theme song to the most popular anime about volleyball ever created. So there you go.
Anime about
yes.
volleyball.
Yes, it's called Haikyuu. It's tremendous. Anyways, Russian volleyball. I'm going to be picking Ugra Samotlor Nizhnevratovsk.
Come on.
-1.5.
Absolutely not correctly.
-1.5.
Zero chance.
-1.5 versus Neftionik Orenburg.
Are these teams or people?
These are teams.
Enstand.
You heard it here first. Those are
Enstand.
How can I watch this?
What is it teams, available? People, or a Wiggy order in an East End restaurant?
Oh, Rich, it's on Discovery Plus.
Oh, it is? I can watch this? All right, I'll check it out.
Shots fired at Eastie Dale. Yeah. Smokes.
Yikes.
But yeah, so Uğur Samotlor.
Show us on the doll where Eastie touched you.
Wow. Uğur Samotlor.
Show us on the Uğur Samotlor where he touched you.
Nizhnevratovsk. I'm trying to get this, man. It's right. I'm close.
Oh my God. So that's three picks.
Yeah.
You have one more pick.
Yes.
Land the plane, Chad.
This is it, guys.
Here comes.
This is the moment everyone has been waiting for.
True.
Sort of. This is the Return of the Dragon pick of the week.
Is that a dragon?
Bill Belichick needs his dragon.
Right.
Well, I am the Russian table tennis dragon.
Oh, my God.
We're back. Now, unfortunately, there was no Sergeys to bet against.
Well, then what are we doing?
We're still betting Russian table tennis, Keith. That's what we're doing.
Okay.
You know, we got to get back into it. I was dying to pick a Russian table tennis matchup, and I found one I love. So we're going to take Valery Ivanov, -135, against Timofey Usipov.
All right.
So Usipov actually
has...
Just to win outright. Money line.
Okay.
Usipov has actually two matchups. One at 3:45 and then another at 5:45.
Oh my God, doubleheader for this guy?
This is the second matchup. I think he's going to be a little worn out.
Yes.
Valery Ivanov has his second matchup later in the night, giving him the advantage in this matchup.
Or, Shime, are you worried at all about maybe he just gets warmed up in that first one and now he's got a good lather going and
he's
better
off? See, I think he's going to get dominated in the first one. He's a very he's an underdog in his first matchup. Going to get smoked in the
first
one.
Work around the table a little
bit. He's going to lack confidence and be tired heading into a second game. Probably going to lose both.
All right, quickly, Shime, your picks for the weekend.
Yeah, so we got the Blackhawks money line tonight against the Lightning at +140. The DKO pick of the week, Peter Yan. -115 versus Aljamain Sterling in UFC. Uğur Samotlor Nizhnevratovsk -1.5 versus Neftionik Orenburg, which was Russian volleyball.
It's easier to clip it.
Lastly, in Russian table tennis, we have Valery Ivanov versus Timofey Usipov. We're going with Ivanov -135.
Well, good luck to everybody out there that takes Shime's advice this weekend. Guys on an absolute heater.
Counting on Ivanov to even up some of Shime's bets, perhaps.
Oh, look at you, Dale.
I'm sorry.
Damn.
I apologize.
Perfect conclusion.
What else you got's coming up next? Dale and Keefe with Fitzy, Sports Radio, WEEI.
This is WEEI. Dale and Keefe.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of things we might have missed earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Fitzy.
Dale, one of my all-time favorite karaoke jams and or Disney songs, got a nice little bit of Caw Karaoke last night on the Twitter box, and it was such an immediate online hit. It was ultimately retweeted by the superstar who sang the song in the Disney film, but let me give you a little taste of it first.
Kid, honestly, I can go on and on. I can explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground. All that was now, we just messing around. I kill an eel, I bury this gun. Spotted a tree, now you got coconuts. What's the lesson? What is that takeaway? Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway. And the tapestry here on my skin is a map for the victory I win. Look where I've been, I make everything happen. Look at that meaning in Maui, it's a ticket to time. Ha, 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 ha.
So that's the song You're Welcome, which is sung by Maui, as portrayed by Dwayne The Rock Johnson in the hit Moana. And these guys just jammed it out in their car, put it out on Twitter, and they got a retweet and praise from The Rock last night, which I think is about as good a retweet as you can get in this day and age of everybody criticizing everyone online. Love that song. Love that move.
He did suggest that if they just slammed some Teremana tequila first, then all bets are off.
Oh, you really... make wonders with that song.
And you can really let it rip.
That's great.
What else you got?
Rich?
Well, a couple of things for you to watch this weekend. Coming to America, currently available right now on Amazon Prime. I will watch that, I believe, tonight or tomorrow. Looking forward to that.
Halfway through it already, Rich.
Are you? You got a jump start on it.
It premiered late last night. I'm going to say, honestly, pretty good fan service.
I'm looking forward to it, especially because Eddie Murphy was really good in the Dolomite movie that came out a year or two ago. And because you're wondering, like, is Eddie back or not? I think he could be. So I'm looking forward to this. And the series finale of WandaVision was released early this morning.
It broke the streaming service, didn't it?
Well, I was able to watch it. It may have crashed for some.
It said Disney Plus went down for many people trying to watch it last
night. Oh, I bet it did. Oh, wow. It was good. It was a great first season, and so it's something else for you to watch. And we will do a full recap on the hashtag Dork Podcast Monday night, reviewing the entire season. Spoilers aplenty.
If only Disney, you know, had some technological ability, you know, to, I don't know, seek out some help to make sure that their website wouldn't crash when streaming service wouldn't crash when they're trying to show the finale to WandaVision.
Correct.
What else you got?
I'm a huge Paul Bettany fan, by the way.
Yeah, he's been great in this.
He's so good. Iron Man 3 was on yesterday. I forgot just how nice it is to have his voice as Jarvis anywhere.
It's nice.
He's going all the way back to Knight's Tale. And
he's good.
Master and Commander.
Yeah. So Dan Campbell is a gift for all of us. And let's be honest, we have been neglectful in not bringing you more Dan Campbell updates.
And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Since that opening press conference.
Yikes.
So he appeared, was it with Rich? No, it was with Dan Patrick. He was appearing with Dan Patrick, and Dan Patrick was pressing Campbell, trying to get him to talk about someone else.
Since the trade is not official, with Matthew Stafford going to the Rams, Jared Goff going to the Lions, we cannot refer to Jared Goff by name. This has got to be a hypothetical. Coach, do I have that right so you don't get in trouble? I'd hate for you to get fined.
That would be correct. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
Great. Can't talk about the quarterback?
He can't say Jared Goff's name.
What are we
because
doing?
I think Roger Goodell would have him killed at that point, probably.
Oh, my God. He could try. Good luck.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Dan Campbell might be unkillable.
Probably would be. By the way, a quick viewing note for you guys, too, because yes. Rich gave one.
Mm-hmm.
We began last night with Behind Her Eyes on
Netflix.
Yeah,
I watched that whole thing. Yeah.
First two episodes, it starts a little slow. Does it pick up a bit?
A bit. It is a slow burn.
Yeah, because we made it through two episodes last night.
I think it's six total, so yeah, you still got a little meat on that bone. It was all right. I didn't think it was a waste of my time, but I also wouldn't recommend it to everybody. It was fine.
Yeah. I have to admit, at the end of my two-episode evening, first of all, it was a huge mistake. If just a thought here. If you're in your house on your couch and your wife's there and you're there and your daughter's there and her future husband are there, let's just say there are parts of that which were a bit uncomfortable with your daughter sitting over on her spot.
A lot of lovemaking in that.
Yeah.
A lot of lovemaking in that show, yeah.
It's like, and I wasn't expecting that was going to be the case.
Yeah. You guys should watch Bridgerton next.
Ace. Oh, no. I watched Bridgerton without them being here. The whole psychological. Yeah, the whole psychological thriller thing, I thought, well, that'll be fine. You'll be able to see that.
Yeah, no, it's something.
You guys enjoy your weekend. Fitzy, we'll see you back here on Monday.
All righty. See you Monday, Dale.
OMF is coming up next. We'll see you next Monday. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.